Hello, I'm Hayley.
And I'm Andy.
And welcome to episode 25 of
How Have You Not Seen? We hope you're all well.
Yes, we are.
We are. We are. Screw the rest of you.
Sorry, that sounded really crap.
I hope that you're all well. Hayley's just in it for herself. We're fine.
I didn't mean it to sound that like, I hope you're good, because we are. But yes, no, honestly, everyone hope they're staying safe, staying inside. We are.
Yeah, we are. We've not left the house really for a month.
No.
Exciting.
Yeah.
So.
And we're still doing this. Proves we still like each other. Woohoo.
Apart from what just happened 2 minutes ago. Right. So we're doing a film that I actually requested.
Yes.
For some reason.
I know.
It came out of the blue, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, you said to me, I've got an idea for the next podcast, the next film. It was like, I was like, oh, okay, what's this going to be? And
you weren't expecting that, were you?
I was not. And then he says, well, why don't we do
Pretty Woman? Richard Gere.
Yep.
Julia Roberts.
Yep.
And other people, presumably.
Yep.
1990.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
On the turn of the century?
Decade.
Decade. Oh, God.
Depends when you start your century, to be fair.
Yeah, yeah.
So you normally ask me what I think it's about.
Yep.
It's about a prostitute.
Yep.
Richard Gere looks after her and...
Looks after her?
I don't know.
But
takes her in as a rich man. I don't know.
What, like a fare?
No, yeah.
Buys her services.
Buys her services. Or I think if Richard Gere were to hire a prostitute, that would make him seem to the audience to be in some way...
Lacking
in, mm-hmm. Yeah, virtuousness.
Okay.
Virtue.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe their paths cross in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they end up in a relationship. And mm-hmm. Maybe you learn that prostitution isn't all bad.
Mm. It's a fairy tale.
I've not seen it. Obvious why I've not seen it. I've mentioned it a million times in this podcast. Just because it's a rom-com or whatever. It's a chick flick. But at the same time, it is sort of it's still here in popular culture.
Mm-hmm.
So it's worth watching, I'd say.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. I'm looking forward to this. I've not seen this one for years, so I'm very much.
Shall we get into it then?
I think we should.
Without delay.
Without delay. Here's the trailer.
See you soon.
Bye.
Welcome to Hollywood. Everybody comes to Hollywood. Got a dream. What's your dream?
When I was a little girl, I would pretend I was a princess trapped in the tower, and then this knight on a white horse would come charging up and rescue me.
Could you tell me how to get to Beverly Hills?
Sure. For $5.
You can't charge me for directions.
I can do anything I want to, baby. I ain't lost.
All right, okay. You have change for 20?
For 20, I'll show you person. Wow.
Impressed?
You kidding me? I come here all the time. Well, color me happy. There's a sofa in here for two.
Close your mouth, dear.
Who is this girl here? Does she work?
She's in sales.
Touchstone Pictures presents the story of a date.
This isn't a date, it's business.
That led to a deal.
I have a business proposition for you. I'm going to be in town until Sunday. I'd like you to spend the week with me.
That's becoming a dream come true.
Time to shop. Get rid of your gum.
All right.
I don't believe you did that. You're going to be spending an obscene amount of money in here. So we're going to need a lot more help sucking up to us because that's what we really like. Whoa. You understand me?
Sir, if I may say so, you're in the right store and the right city, for that matter.
They're two people who have no business being together.
Everybody is trying to land him.
Well, I'm not trying to land him. I'm just using him for sex.
Just doing a little business.
The company I'm buying this week, I'm getting for the bargain price of about $1
billion. $1 billion? Your folks must be really proud, huh?
Everything was going their way.
Well done!
Well done!
Whoop, whoop, whoop!
Until...
I don't want you to go.
You hurt me.
Yes.
Don't do it again.
Something unexpected happened.
What the hell is wrong with you this week?
You fall in love with him? Did I not teach you anything?
Look, I'm not stupid, okay? I'm not in love with him.
I can find you an apartment and get you a car.
I want more. I want the fairy tale.
I think you are a very special woman.
Touchstone Pictures presents Richard Gere.
So what happened after? climbed up the tower and rescued her.
Julia Roberts.
She rescues him right back.
Pretty Woman.
Maybe you guys could, like, get a house together. Buy some diamonds. Oh!
Shucks, I got a rip in my pantyhose.
I'm not wearing pantyhose.
So we just finished watching Pretty Woman. Andrew, what did you think?
Once again, I thought it was brilliant.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
It was brilliant. Really, really good. Yeah. Really good.
You were chuckling. You were like, I think about 20 minutes in, you went, this is genuinely funny.
Well, one of the first things that hit me really about it in the first sort of 5-10 minutes was the consistency of the laughs.
Mm-hmm.
The number of laughs in the first 10 minutes or so.
Yep.
Was just so consistent.
So natural as well.
Brilliant. I mean, the first one that got me was Richard Gere and talking to the woman and he asks her. His ex-girlfriend, isn't it? And he says, "Oh, did you? When we were together, did you feel like you spoke to my secretary more than me?" And she says, "She was a bridesmaid at my wedding." That was just brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And it kept coming like that.
Well, it was very funny, but also it's like that tells you a lot about that character.
Yeah,
And it's that having that like when a script is really well done, it's getting so much of the I've lost the word from my head, like the background and the what's it called, exposition to a story, with it feeling very natural.
Well, that's what that they did, like exactly that. Yeah. So they did this in the form of a joke,
mm-hmm.
where instead of having it as really clunky exposition, which mm-hmm. is which makes films terrible.
Yeah.
You had none of that in here. I mean, we might as well just start. The two leads, fantastic.
Did you fall in love with Julia Roberts a little bit in this film?
I can't say I've seen many Julia Roberts films, really. She's Ocean's 11, right?
She's American Sweetheart.
But, I mean, name some films. I
Notting Hill.
All right, yeah, fair enough.
Runaway Bride.
Not seen it.
Eric Brockovich.
Aaron Brockovich.
Thank you. Eric.
Eric is the gender swapped version that's coming out here. I haven't seen that. I'm aware of it.
Hook. She's Tinkerbell.
Oh, yeah.
A year after this film.
Right, okay. But she is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, she looks fantastic.
She looks amazing. She's 22.
Right.
So she is.
How old was the character she was playing?
A similar age.
How old was Richard Gere?
He was 44.
Right.
In real life.
And he was probably playing around that.
I think so, yeah. Maybe. Well, they let him be grey.
Yeah.
Except on the DVD cover where they dyed his hair black.
Did they?
DVD cover, we'll get to that later because it's neither of them.
Okay.
Bit of old school Photoshop going on.
Fair enough. Mm. But Julia Roberts was incredible.
So natural.
So natural.
When she's in the bath. And she does a single line to print. And she takes a headphone and she's like, it's so just.
I think at that point.
She's such a darling. She's so lovely.
I wrote down authentic at that point.
Yeah.
Nothing about it was acting, really. Mm-hmm. I didn't get that impression at all. I didn't get the feeling that she was having to really work at all during this.
No, I think, she is effortless. She is very good.
She's like either a compliment or or an insult.
And they actually wrote into the script, because she is from Georgia, and the director was worried that she wouldn't be able to fully hide her accent. So that's when they're in the car and they do that little throwaway line. And it's like, oh, where are you from? I'm from a little town in Georgia. And it's so that because she was doing... a few of the lines, you know, like when she gets in the lift and she is like, oh, whatever me, there's a sofa in here for two, and she's got that like southern lilt to her accent. She couldn't lose it, basically. So that
actually, where she's from is irrelevant to the story, really.
I think the original script is a lot different, so I'll go into that again later. The original script, she was meant to just be from
LA,
yeah. And then they changed it because she's a new girl. from Georgia.
She was really, really good. Mm-hmm. So many funny lines. Just the energy from her was just lifted. I think if had that have not been her, this film probably goes down a good few pegs, I'd say.
Well, the director did say that because Richard Gere said that his character of Edward was just so dull.
Really dull.
Really, really dull. Yeah. And the director, when Richard Gere first started doing for the first few days, he was doing it with more energy. And the director pulled him aside and said, "One person moves in this, the other one doesn't. Guess which one you are." And it was that. It was like,
yeah, like a straight
she's
man.
She's the focus.
Yeah, yeah.
She's the one that has to be this bubbly.
Definitely. You don't want Richard Gere to. That's why I can't say I particularly was that fussed about his performance, but that's the point.
Yeah, I think that this film would have been a completely different movie if she hadn't have been the lead. I think I've got a few casting alternatives later. There's quite a few of the other people that were up for this, the males, that you could see them doing it.
Okay, that'll be interesting.
Yeah,
later on.
The female leads. No, I can't. She's fantastic in it. She is great. She has the ability because she is such a beautiful woman, but she's also got the personality as well. And you could see that if someone spent a week with Vivian, that character, they probably would fall in love with her. And you don't get that all the time. Do you know when it's sort of like, look how amazing this person is, and you're like, it's not fully believable that
he
would actually want to live with a prostitute at the end.
Well, given the life that he's living,
mm-hmm.
and how much of a breath of fresh air I guess she is in that, it's completely believable. Where was she in her career, Julia Roberts, at this point?
Early. So right. she'd done a fair bit of TV, a couple of made for TV roles. She'd done Steel Magnolias, but she wasn't one of the main parts. She was in it. It's a big cast, Steel Magnolias. But this was literally her,
right.
like superstar.
Great casting
role.
Then.
Yeah. It was between. I'll say this now, and then we'll get into this. It was between her and, what's her name? I didn't ever salute me. Valera Golan? Whatever it is.
That's
from
not what that says.
From Hot Shots. From Rayman.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Valeria
Galina?
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
That's probably closer. Valeria. Going a bit Game of Thrones there. They were the last two.
Right.
And I could see him as her doing. I think she would have been too fiery. You need the sweetness.
Yeah. Like so innocent and cute. Mm-hmm. I think you said cute when we were watching it. She was just like, yeah, I want to spend time with this person.
Yeah.
And that's, that's mm-hmm. ultimately what we were meant to think. Jason Alexander.
Yeah.
Popping up.
Yeah.
Good playing the George role.
When you were like, oh, it's him, I was like, yeah, he's like third third billing. He's in this a lot.
He is an asshole.
He was horrible, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's playing.
So what did you think about the actual, because obviously he cracks onto her a bit at the polo match, but when he actually turns up at the apartment, did you think that that's where that was gonna go? Because he started like unbuttoning his tie and do you think he was gonna crack on?
Oh, for sure. Having already planted the seed at the polo match, mm-hmm. yeah. I mean, yeah, 100%.
I still think the slap is always shocking, though. When he slaps her, because it's like, oh my God, no, he's going to rape her.
It does come. Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. But at the same time, in a professional sense, he's just come out of something extremely. He's amped up
mm-hmm.
because of what's just happened.
So you weren't surprised that he went that way, that character?
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
I always am when I watch that. I'm always like, oh my God, like that he would go.
But he's also an entitled
mm-hmm.
little man.
Yeah.
So she's a prostitute. He's got money. He deserves her. He's
but why
entitled.
Would he hit her?
because she wasn't giving him what he wanted.
I think it's one of those ones that his character is actually a lot deeper than you think it is, and that he's like this sort of like bumbling lawyer, and I think he's just a nasty man.
He is just a nasty man. His sole focus in the whole film is to screw over this bloke with his company.
Yeah, this old guy with his grandson,
and that's literally his whole focus is that. Mm-hmm. So. We're not. There's no redemptive quality to him at all. There's no. You don't see any sort of light in his personality at all. So. You know, and he's gonna cheat on his wife with a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
The slap was a little bit much, but they are struggling. You know,
I don't think it was too much. I think it worked in the film. It sort of, it took it back to the. So, do you want to know what the original script was?
Go on, hit me.
So.
No, so to speak, slap me.
It'd be brilliant if you went, no. I don't want to know what the original one was. So, the original script was called $3,000. They changed it to Pretty Woman when they got the rights to the song.
Yeah.
And it was like, ah, yeah, works yeah. brilliant. The original script ended with Vivian and Kit getting on a bus to Disneyland. And that's why whenever you see Kit at the house, she's cuddling a Pooh Bear. And that was like a bit of a throwback. That
it's Winnie the Pooh, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
That
was my takeaway from that. Are you sure?
They put like a few scripts in the other. You're Googling to see if Winnie the Pooh is Disney. Yeah. You do your Google.
You can fill then.
I'm not going to tell what the rest of the story is. So... originally, she was also, there we go, Disney. Winnie the Pooh is Disney.
No, I googled that. That doesn't mean that's Disney. I put the Disney part in.
It's Disney. Bought by it.
Okay, right, fine.
Hey, yeah.
In the 60s.
I do my research.
No, I'm sure you do. It's just it came as a surprise to me.
Okay, we've been to Disney World.
I saw very little evidence of Winnie the Pooh at Disney World.
It's all Mickey, Mickey, Mickey. So originally, Vivian was also addicted to cocaine. So do you know when she goes to the bathroom and she's flossing her teeth?
Yeah.
That originally was her going to the bathroom and doing coke.
Right.
And part of the deal for the week was that she had to be clean for the week, which she... didn't do, and at the end she actually takes some drugs. He finds out, kicks him out, and her and Kit go to Disneyland on the bus with the money. It's a lot darker, and it's also a lot more crude. Like when they first meet, she says to him, I could just pop you good and be on my way, and you know, just like they go also there's some deleted scenes that they actually filmed where they go to the, do you know the banana club at the start, when she goes at the very start of the film, she goes into a club and she goes to find Kit and she's like, where is she, upstairs?
Right. Yeah.
So they go to that club after, do you know, their date day, so when she's in the purple dress.
Yeah,
they go to that club. He waits outside, she goes in, and she finds that Kit is using. And they leave, and then there's a bit of trouble with the pimp that Kit's mentioning all the time. And, you know, like the drug dealer guy, and they were like, you owe me $200, da 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 da. And Richard Gere tells his driver to show them his gun, and they let them leave. So it was darker. It was more going back and forth between the prostitution world.
Close was that film to being made? How early did they pivot to what it became?
When they found Julie Roberts, basically.
Okay.
There were other people that were in line for it, and it was a much darker film. And then Julie Roberts got cast, and they changed the script.
Good production?
Yeah. The writer, same writer, but they were like, right, we've got this. Their chemistry together is so amazingly. We don't need to go down that dark route.
This is going to sell itself if you just, so to speak.
And I don't think she would be believable that she was a cokehead.
No. No, you want it to be. You want it to be likable if she's, you know, I'm not saying cokeheads aren't likable.
Mm-hmm.
We all have a lovable cokehead friend. But you want to root for her.
And I think it makes it more quirky when she goes to the bathroom and she's flossing her teeth.
Yeah.
And it's just like...
No, that was really sweet.
That was really sweet. Yeah. And with teeth like that, yes, you've got to look after your gums.
I'm still reeling from the Winnie the Pooh fact. Didn't see that coming.
So did you... You did enjoy it then?
Loved it.
Yeah.
Really loved it. I think the story... Really, that was choreographed from the start.
Well, it's a fairy tale.
Yeah, you don't have to. That's the thing. The beauty of this was in the performance, mm-hmm. specifically of Julia Roberts. The story was
I think
from very early on.
Julia Roberts was fantastic. Richard Gere, very good. Played it what the part was written.
Yeah, like, I had no problem with it. I wouldn't write home about him, but
I think the people that were around her as well. So Barney, the manager,
loved him.
He was fantastic. Yeah, he was great. He was in a few. He's been in loads, but he basically reprised that role for Princess Diaries.
Anne
Hathaway. Yeah, the whole it's very similar. She's not a prostitute.
But Julie Andrews the makeover scene. Richard Gere.
And they also, in that film as well, to draw more parodies between the film.
Parallels,
thank you. Parodies, completely wrong.
Imagine if Princess if Princess Bride was... Well, Princess Diary, sorry, was a parody of Pretty Woman. Speaking of parodies.
Yep.
It was absolutely doing my head in.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably a number of parodies of Pretty Woman.
Oh, God.
A sitcom, I think it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, did a parody. They did an episode called Frank's Pretty Woman, mm-hmm. which is where he got a prostitute and tried to do the Pretty Woman thing with her, and it obviously didn't work. But I don't know if it's in that episode. It might not even be... I was trying to work out what sitcom it is, where they do the, you know, the snobby shop, and they go and they do the whole big mistake.
Mm.
It must be It's Always Sunny. It must be that episode, but I can't picture it at all. And I'm trying to... It's doing my head
it's
in.
Been done so many times. I can't think of any examples right now, but it's one of those ones that's been done.
Oh, it's The Office. It's The Office.
Is it?
It's Dwight. Dwight goes in to buy the... And Erin and Kelly get him to do the Pretty Woman thing.
Yeah!
And he ends up just buying everything.
Does he want, like, to buy a lamp or something like
that? It's a bust, I think, of a dragon or something.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
And he's covered in beet juice. And they think it's blood. It's Dwight.
Good work. Great episode.
That, honestly, I spent 20 minutes of that film.
Your brain's been ticking that over for the last hour and a half.
Dwight. Oh, man.
That is, yeah.
I was convinced it was going to be Frank in It's Always Sunny. But it's Dwight.
Yeah.
And they go back, and then he doesn't stick to the thing. He just says he's going to buy it.
And that is not spoilers for The Office.
No, God, watch The Office.
Please watch The Office. It's so good.
That scene, mm-hmm. obviously, that's part of the culture, I guess. Everyone knows that
mm-hmm.
scene. And the box, closing the box. She didn't know that was going to happen. That's what you're going to tell me, isn't it? I knew that already.
Yeah.
Great reaction.
So quite a lot of this was improvised.
Yeah.
Or
ad-libbed or whatever it is. Yeah.
So that necklace is a real $250,000 necklace.
Nice.
They had a security guard with a gun that apparently stood right behind the director the whole time they were filming with it.
Just in case Julia Roberts wanted to nick it.
Yeah, leg it. Runaway Bride style. And they snapped the box, and that's when she did the famous Julia Roberts laugh. And also when she's, do you know, just before the seems quite crude to say, a Pretty Woman, the blowjob scene, when she's watching
the TV.
Yeah. Do you know when she's laughing away?
Yeah.
The director was tickling her feet to get the laughs.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. I love that she just muted it.
Yeah.
And then turned it off.
And looked at myself like...
What was that TV show she was watching? Looked familiar.
Hello, Lucy.
I Love Lucy.
I Love Lucy.
Yeah, I thought
yeah. We didn't really get that in England.
We didn't, but she was familiar.
Yeah, I think everyone knows.
Yeah.
Not Hello, Lucy. Lucy! Yeah, no, so there was a few improvised bits in it. The bathtub scene, you know, when she jumps, goes under the water and goes, holy shit, and goes under the water. That was like her doing a little bit.
Amazing.
And the bathtub scene, to get it really, really bubbly, they put detergent in it to get it super, super, super bubbly. And when she dipped her head under the water and came back up, it got the red hair dye out of her hair, and they had to re-dye her hair that night because it just stripped her hair.
Can I just say she looked good in the blonde wig?
She did, but she looks... It's Julia Roberts.
Yeah, it's Julia Roberts. Never really got it before. Never really...
You get it now?
I get it now, yeah.
Because she can do the prostitute and also the
get
red
a girl
dress.
That can do both. Prostitute and high society fashion.
That red dress, though.
Yes, very nice.
Yes.
Nice dress.
It's beautiful. Looks amazing, doesn't it? Yeah, so she was, but I think she was very young. She was 22 in this. She was quite nervous about doing the film though. And the sex scene, the kissing sex scene, she got so nervous about doing that sex scene that she had a vein pop up on her forehead that Richard Gere,
Monica's vein.
Yeah, and the director, Gary Marshall, had to massage her head to get this vein out before they could film
it. The line that the film tread between, I don't know, it would be kind of easy, especially if Julia Roberts wasn't in it, for one of the characters to seem like they were using the other one at any point.
Yeah.
Obviously, the financial side of things for Vivian and for Edward's sex, I guess. Never came across like that.
No, when they have the fight and she's on the
That was
the
great.
Balcony,
that was really good, actually.
And she said, and he says, I never treated you like a prostitute. And she was like, just it. And he's like, he doesn't ever treat her like a prostitute. He talks about her work. And even like the pillow talk, when they're doing the pillow talk and she's telling him about how she got into prostitution, and or when she's like on the balcony and saying like, oh, I'm just turned into a robot, and it's just like a mechanic thing or whatever she says with it, with when she's having sex with them. And then she's like, obviously not with you. But that's just showing more of the sort of relationship of that she's not talking to him like a punter. Yeah. She's trick, yeah. I think they say in America, yeah. Don't they?
They always seem like a genuine, like they genuinely want to be in each other's company.
From the start, though.
Yeah, right from the start.
When she's driving the car and looking around the apartment and drinking the champagne, and it's very... Well, when she actually leaves, so she drives the car, gets out, and then she's like, oh, I'll get a taxi or a bus. She's not trying to get him to take her up. She's just like, right, I've done my job. This is it.
And then he takes her up and isn't... I wasn't sure. You referred to it as the blowjob scene. I wasn't sure if that was going to happen, because I didn't know that he was going to actually do anything with her.
Yeah.
At that point, anyway. And even naively, I guess, the day after, I was like, did they?
Yeah.
Obviously they did, but... I wasn't sure if...
I don't know if they actually did it. Because he seemed shocked that she didn't have the wig on. You think the wig would come off while they were having sex?
Well, depends how rigid you are.
Yeah. do you know the piano scene?
Yeah, oh, right. Does he actually play that?
Yeah, that is Richard Gere playing. He
Fantastic.
Composed it. That is his. Wow. He actually wrote that for it.
That was one of my big questions, was it Richard Gere?
100% him. The only thing that they dubbed was when they were actually having fun bags on the actual top of the piano. Apparently, the
what did you call it?
Fun bags. I don't know.
Fun bags. That common saying.
That means boobs, doesn't it?
Come on, let's go have some fun bags.
I think that's an Austin Powers thing. It's like dirty pillows, he calls them, or whatever. Anyway, yeah, when he hitches her up on the piano and then the notes are clink, yeah, clink, clink. Apparently, they were so horrendously sounding, the notes that they were actually hitting, that the director took it out and used more appealing to the ears wrong notes as opposed to bang, 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 king, yeah, king, king, you know. But yeah.
Okay, got a big question for you.
Yeah.
Was there any criticism of this film?
Not really.
For the sort of glamorization of prostitution?
Yes, there was with that. Yeah. There were quite a lot of the, when I'll get into it, the casting alternatives, their hesitation to do the role was that it glamorized,
yeah,
prostitution. And
it
does.
It you know, mm-hmm, they try and ground it a little bit by having the death at the start. Mm-hmm. Was she dead?
Yeah, the
But even Kit was fine. Mm-hmm. You know,
they all looked attractive.
They all looked great. Yeah, there was. I would have imagined, especially maybe in the early 90s, that this would have been criticized.
It was not enough to really do anything, right, to the,
okay, so how did it do box office wise?
It did well. So its budget was 14 million and it made 463 Whoa. Million.
Wowee.
It was absolute smash.
That's probably the best result of that we've done.
It was
not in terms of like overall gross, but like in terms of,
yeah, it was
budget to gross is probably the best we've done. Complete,
just out of the park. I mean, Richard Gere was a big name in it. Yeah. He'd done Office and Gentlemen, and he'd done. I mean, ironically, he'd done American Gigolo, which is he's a male prostitute. He did that 10 years before this, so it's kind of, it was like, ah.
So that's incredible. It made so much money with just Richard Gere. Mm-hmm. Really.
Yeah.
As the name.
Mm-hmm.
Was this was pre Seinfeld, or was this during Seinfeld?
Early. So Seinfeld was 89.
Right.
When you started. So this was, it had just started.
Obviously with reference to Jason Alexander, not anyone else. Right, okay.
So it had just started, but I believe that it was pretty much hit the ground running.
Yeah.
Seinfeld.
Massive.
So he was a big star in it. But no, yeah, Julia Roberts wasn't the name. I mean, it isn't even her on the front cover. I know I touched on it before that it was...
So the picture I have of it is Pretty Woman... vertically,
yeah,
and then leaning on it or something.
So you've got Richard Gere sort of up, like the back to back.
Yeah, yeah.
She's holding his tie over her shoulder. She's got her leg sort of like kitched up and looking all smiley, and she's wearing the prostitute dress at the start, and the knee high boots. So, what is wrong with that picture? Yeah. So Richard Gere, they dyed his hair black.
No need.
And I think they just wanted to make him look maybe more attractive. And they photoshopped her head
onto
someone else's body. And the actress that they photoshopped on, she's called Shelley Michelle. And she's done bits and bobs of things, but she was just basically a model.
It does baffle me with
But she's
films.
Amazing body. She's, I mean...
Julia Roberts?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they say to it when you say, like, are you a 6, which is in UK a size 10.
No way.
So...
Is she?
Probably.
Yeah?
I'm a 10. Yeah. Well, don't right now look like that, but I did.
Harry's pregnant, by the way. Just for reference. Harry hasn't... She's not ballooned. She's not... This quarantine's really, we've just been stuffing our face with pizza and ice cream.
can't fit in any clothes.
You are best part of 8 months pregnant. Yeah. So.
So I don't quite look like Pretty Woman right now.
It baffles me with films, with promotional shots for films, when they don't use the or when you've got this Photoshop thing of four different people from different, and they've just superimposed them into a car,
yeah,
or something. Absolutely baffles me that people spend millions of dollars on films and don't get a decent shot. You get a lot with like low budget sort of comedies, mm-hmm. where it's yeah, you literally just got five people in a row. I think Modern Family maybe even did it, you know, stuff like that, where you've got a big ensemble, mm-hmm. a big cast,
where they'll just take individual shots, yeah, and group them all together
like they're meant to be. It baffles me that they can't just get the shots
of just everyone looking good.
It really does my head in sometimes, yeah. when I see
10 Things
films.
I Hate About You. Do you know when they're all stood up in a row? They are so photoshopped, yeah. to the point where they've actually photoshopped the sizes of them, of yeah. the people, to sort of like, that's how tall they are. She's very tall. She's taller than...
Is she taller than Bruce Willis?
Is she taller than me? What do you reckon?
Yes.
No. I'm 5'10". She's 5'9".
But you are pregnant.
It doesn't affect your height.
For context, we were playing... I was asking you to guess who was taller between actors.
It was like a 1 centimeter difference.
Yeah.
That's...
Some of them weren't even different. I was kind of taking the piss.
Week 4 quarantine. Yeah.
There's really not much to do. It's got 63% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's quite low.
I think that's low. I think that's really low. 7 on IMDb.
I think that's low.
Yeah.
I really do. I think IMDb probably maybe.
Do you think that could be? This is a 30-year-old film. This is actually nearly 30 exactly. It's 1st of June it came out in England. So do you think this could be people just going, oh, that's like you. When I was just a rom-com, I'll just put it as a low score.
But if you... Maybe. Mm. But if you actually watch it, it was as good as I expected it to be. I'm saying that having never really been interested in watching it, having... gotten into the mindset of we're watching Pretty Woman,
mm-hmm.
I expect it to be as good as it was,
mm-hmm. because it's a 30-year-old film,
like Dirty
still...
Dancing. It's like this is still a thing,
yeah,
it must be good. So yeah,
they've done a musical about it.
Yes, I saw that. I didn't know that, but yeah, that's good. Did they sing Pretty Woman in it?
I would imagine so. I've not seen it, but no, I'm so glad you enjoyed this film. Genuinely.
It was really good. I think with the sort of chick flicky ones, I'm at a stage in my life now where I'm allowing myself to enjoy them.
You like the love.
No, but do you know what I mean?
Love the love.
Like 10 years ago, I'd be like, stupid.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. But
then you met me.
Yeah.
And now you want to watch the chick flicks. Shall we go to a break and then come back for casting alternatives?
Let's do it.
See you in a minute. Bye. Hi, everyone. Just taking a break from the podcast just to tell you about something else that I do. As you can probably tell from the podcast, I love movies. Big film geek, big film fan. But I also love making things and miniature things. So I've combined the two. And I have made lots of miniature, tiny scale houses and buildings from famous movies. If that's something that you would be interested in looking at, I'd love you to go and have a look at them on Instagram at McCool Collectibles or on Facebook. We've got loads of things on there. So like them, comment, send me a message if you like them. And also some of them are for sale.
Which ones are for sale?
The Ghostbusters Firehouse.
Excellent.
Psycho. And Up is on its way, the Up House.
Excellent. So where do you go to find out more?
That is on Instagram at McCool Collectibles.
And how do you spell McCool?
Oh, good question. That is McCool.
Collectibles.
Go and check them out. Follow us. Whoop. We love seeing new people.
Back to the podcast.
Bye.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. So now, straight into casting alternatives. I don't know what that was. I was trying to do do bow bow and brown
bow bow
brown chicken brown cow. What's that from? Brown chicken brown cow.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off is
no. Yeah.
Brown chicken brown cow. I always think it's Hostel.
Yeah.
Is it Hostel? No. Fuck. It's Butterfly Effect 2.
Yeah.
Yes. Brown chicken brown cow.
Bad film.
Bad film.
Who do you want?
Oh, give me lowest billing to highest billing. I don't, you know.
Okay, Kit?
Yes. Okay. Kit was in Just Shoot Me.
Right? Yeah. Demi Moore was considered for it. She was
a big deal.
She did Ghosted this year. But I think she could have done it. I think similar.
I thought she was great though. Kit was great. Yeah. Really funny, yeah.
So her that's it, other than Edward and Vivian.
Hit me with some Edward first.
Okay, please. So Edward, a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Sylvester Stallone was really, 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 really close to getting it. That's why they actually make a joke about that they go to the house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love that joke, by the way. Yeah.
John Travolta, again, really, really close to doing it.
Right.
To the point where this is actually the second role that John Travolta turned down that Richard Gere took up, because John Travolta was up for Richard Gere's character in Chicago.
Right.
He was the original want cast for it.
Both of which I'm happy Richard Gere got them.
Yeah. Much better. So we'll go for the ones that I think that could do it, and I'll tell you a couple of the outlined ones.
I can see your notes. Harrison Ford, I'm thinking yes.
I think Harrison Ford would have nailed this. He would have been a little bit older.
Yeah.
But this was, think in mind, though, Harrison Ford, this was maybe, I think, 3 years before The Fugitive.
Oh, you could have done. Oh, great.
He was.
Bloody love that film.
Oh, brilliant.
Your fugitive's name is Dr. Richard Kimball.
Brilliant. Christopher Reeves.
Oh, wow.
He was super close.
Superman close.
And he
fell off a horse.
Did Andrew.
Sorry, what?
Love Christopher Reeves.
Me too. I'm just saying that might have been the reason.
No, it wasn't.
The polo match would have been difficult.
Andrew!
Sorry.
Though, the reason why I'm going to hit you with my book was that he did a casting read with the casting director, and she read it so badly that he got really pissed off and stormed out. I can't imagine Christopher Reeves storming out. Don't say anything.
He would have been good, actually.
Yeah, I think he would have been.
Because he's well, I mean, Village of the Damned.
Yeah.
Like he...
And Clark Kent, that sort of like...
Yeah, yeah.
He
understated.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Dennis Quaid, I think he could have done it. Yeah. Again, handsome guy, all similar ages. Al Pacino, I do not think could have done it.
I would love to see that film. Oh, I'd love to see Al Pacino just drooling over Julia Roberts. You might as well just get Jack Nicholson in it. Just have a really pervy 2
coming
hours
up to her shoulder. Just like, this is not...
Hey, doll.
He could have been Philip Seinfeld.
Yeah.
He could have been that character. Burt Reynolds. I think Burt Reynolds.
Too old.
He would have been like 55.
Too old.
I think he would have been too. I think he would have...
Too much like a sugar daddy.
He could have done the pimp. Well, he kind of does in Boogie Nights. And she's 22. So you need someone... I mean, this is 30-year-old Hollywood. So it is completely believable and fine that a 22-year-old is going with a 44-year-old. They do look good together.
Yeah.
They don't look creepy.
Yeah.
So Vivian, basically everyone in Hollywood that was early 20s went for this. So
Madonna?
No. Do you think Madonna could have done it?
I think
the start of the film she could have done, and then
that's possible. That was just the first thing when you said everyone in Hollywood. That was the first thing that came to my head.
Really? She's your go-to?
No.
Early 90s no, Hollywood? No,
obviously not, but you've got a whole list of them here. I'm just trying to think of something else to say. I'm just trying to fill some time, damn it.
You don't need to fill time. I've got loads of people.
Go on,
So, people that were... These were all ahead of her being cast.
Right.
So, these are the ones that got offered. Molly Ringwald. We watched
Breakfast Club last night. Yeah.
Said that she was... She really, really wanted it.
Don't like that.
Late 20s. I think she was 27. And they were just like...
No. I don't like it.
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock would nail it.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock would have been.
She's got a similar energy.
Exactly, yeah. Meg Ryan, no. Brooke Shields.
Yes and no.
Yeah. I can't see it. I don't think she's a strong enough actress.
Sadly. Yeah, no, that's what I meant. Yes and no. Yes, looks wise.
Jodie Foster really, really wanted it. She just got the Oscar for The Accused. But I think she would have been too...
She's too good an actress.
And she's already done The Prostitute.
Yeah.
Taxi Driver.
Yeah, I think she's not quite charming enough. Oh, that's unfair. I really like Jodie Foster.
Mm-hmm.
But not for this.
No, I don't think for this. Uma Thurman went for it. Daryl Hannah, got offered it, but said that she didn't like the subject matter, thought it was too immoral. Again, with the prostitute thing.
Yeah.
This was when it was all a lot darker, and the script was a lot darker. And like I said, they changed it when she got cast. Sarah Jessica Parker? No.
Yeah.
I already mentioned before the... Not Valeria. How'd you say her name?
Yeah, Valeria.
Valeria?
Yeah, you've written Valeria Golino.
Okay, that's her name. From Hot Shots.
Yes.
So she was... They were down to the last two when everyone else turned it down. Diane Lane, don't think she could have done it. And Drew Barrymore and Winona Ryder were very highly considered, but were thought as too young looking.
Too young looking, yeah. Yeah. But were they younger than? They wouldn't have been younger than Julia Roberts.
Similar, late teens, but early 20s.
I think especially with Drew Barrymore being in E.T. and that.
Yeah.
And Winona Ryder looked very young. With the big eyes and that, I think that would have been a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, this was Beetlejuice sort of time.
Yeah, yeah.
Jennifer Connelly, I think.
Nah.
Do you not think? I think she would have been maybe a bit too bitch face for it.
Yeah.
I really like Jennifer Connelly, but
too straight.
Yeah. Some big names in for it, and they were relatively big at this time. But no, I couldn't, with the exception of Sandra Bullock. I couldn't really imagine anyone else playing this
role. Bullock's the one there that I'd rather have Julia Roberts, but if this was a Sandra Bullock film, probably.
Similar to Speed. When Sandra Bullock was in Speed, that was like her breakout film, and that she's got, again, you said, very similar energy.
Yeah.
And it's that, yeah.
Yeah, like it. Yeah, brilliant. Was it better or worse than the last film we watched, which was Goal?
I know what I'm going to say. It was better than Goal.
It was better than Goal. Was it better than Braveheart?
Ooh, we're different. I'd rather watch this film again.
Right.
Over Braveheart.
Cool.
But that's mainly because... Although this was a long-ass film.
No, it wasn't that long.
2 hours in the 90s for a rom-com. It's a long film.
Long-ass film.
Long-ass film.
We don't know what we're going to do next. We might know.
I know what I want to do.
Okay, well, should we tell them?
I think we should.
Well, I dropped a bombshell the other day. We've talked a lot about privately about what films I haven't seen, and you know what, some big films that I haven't seen. Mm-hmm. And
we've got some good films coming up.
Yeah, somehow I didn't let Hayley know that I haven't seen Total Recall.
The original, original
Colin Farrell classic.
Nope.
So we're going to watch Total Recall for the next film, and that'll be out next Monday,
and we'll be back.
Okay. It's Arnie.
Yes, it is Arnie.
Yeah, hence I'll be back.
Yeah,
very clever.
Thank you.
Right, thank you very much for listening. Please get in touch everywhere you can.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter, Instagram.
Instagram's probably the best because I check the Instagram.
Yeah, you don't look on Twitter.
I don't have Twitter.
No.
We have Twitter?
Yeah.
I don't have access to Twitter.
You're on the Instagram. You're chatty.
Yeah, I'm chatty. Hi.
Hi. Anyway, confusing to say hi at this point. Thanks very much for listening. See you next week.
Bye.